This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Now that President Trump has done as he promised and made it the policy of the federal government to deny funding to what are called sanctuary cities, there's a dicey problem facing the mayors of those cities and state governors, in some cases, how to maintain their policies in the age of Trump. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has that.
Raise your right hands.
Thousands of people are crowded together for seven city blocks along New York City's Central Park, and they're taking the oath of office.
I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute my role as an American.
It's a symbolic act on the night before Donald Trump's inauguration as president. At the center of the demonstration is Trump International Hotel and Tower. 78% of New York City voters cast a ballot for Democrat Hillary Clinton in November. Katie Earle, a New York City resident, is here to support progressive causes.
Immigrant rights and justice, you know, reproductive rights and justice. It's fighting for these values that so many New Yorkers share. And I'm really grateful that de Blasio is taking a stand.
Earle is talking about New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who's on stage revving up the crowd.
You know, Donald Trump always likes to say he built a movement. Well, now it's time for us to build our movement.
Oh, yeah.
De Blasio says the city will push back on federal decisions that weaken immigration protections, climate change efforts, criminal justice reforms, and other issues. Eric Phillips, the mayor's press secretary, says the city can go about that in a few ways.
It'll be a combination of legal challenges, regulatory challenges, policy solutions, and good old-fashioned coalition building and grassroots political activism.
The government resistance to Trump reaches further than the five boroughs. New York State, no surprise, also voted blue in the presidential election, with 58% of voters choosing Clinton. State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman says he's ready to bring legal challenges against the federal government when warranted. He says the state could also enforce its own laws more aggressively.
Whether it's civil rights laws or environmental laws or labor laws, states can fill that gap.
Or, he says, the state could pass new laws to counter federal actions, but those cost money to implement, and funding is already a concern. Federal dollars make up nearly a third of New York State's budget and a tenth of New York City's, paying for things like affordable housing, schools, and counterterrorism. The executive order from Trump on defunding sanctuary cities raises the prospect that New York will lose a portion of its federal funding. Michael Cardozo is a partner at Proskauer Rose and was the corporation counsel under New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
It would be a financial disaster if the substantial amount of money the city receives from the federal government is somehow cut off.
Esther Fuchs, who teaches at Columbia University and was a special advisor to Bloomberg, says the city may have to look for alternative funding to make up for federal cuts.
You can always create fees and taxes and increase your revenue that way, but that's a dangerous game.
Of course, a lot of New York State residents voted for Donald Trump and think his policies will help the state. New York State Assemblyman and Republican Ron Castorina says Democrats should give the president a chance and that they'll have an opportunity to make their voices heard in the midterm elections.
Certainly people have spoken, and those in the minority at this time have to respect the process.
Looks like New York's Democratic leaders are not planning to wait that long. In New York, I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.